side of the by street, but when they came abreast of the edit, "You ever remark that door? Do you ever remark that door? Do you ever remark that door? Did you ever remark that door? Did you ever remark that door?" he asked. Let's do some maybe not so spooky tarot readings for Julian and the listener. Related to the MC and everything. Ho ho ho, so spooky. Hopefully people don't think this is dumb. All right, here we go. Julian down here. You've had this tarot deck for quite some time, haven't you? All right, let's shuffle these a little. Actually get shuffle noises in a minute. Okay, let's go grab my actual tarot deck. So that I can. Oh, is my tarot? Oh, no, it's in here. I don't want to use my actual tarot deck, I lied. Oh no. I have to use my actual tarot deck because I don't have any other cards in here. That's fine. I think that's good. Thank you, tarot deck, for humoring me.
Utterson reflected a little, looking into the fire. Where he was at once admitted by Poole, and carried down by the kitchen offices and across a yard which had once been a garden, to the building which was indifferently known as the laboratory. I'm gonna start over. Because everybody doesn't run on sentences. And through the muffle and smother of these fallen clouds, the procession of towns, the procession of towns, and yet that was what Utterson was tempted to suspect. That's what it sounds like. It's probably the FedEx guy. Yeah. Yeah. Mister! You're okay. You're okay, buddy. You're okay.
I was right. It was the FedEx man. He had a package for me.
Him. Taking an air with an infinite sadness of mine. Mean? Main? M-I-E-N. How the fuck do you pronounce that? M-I-E-N. Boop. What's that? Is it men? Mean, okay.
This one hopefully shouldn't be as long, but you never know.
You never know. Sure, that'll work, I guess.
Trevor Belmont. Down here, yeah. Kinda like that, yeah, I guess. It could burn you alive, right to half of them. Like you're a glutton for punishment. Like you're a glutton for punishment. Like you're a glutton for punishment. Like you're a glutton for... Like you're a glutton for punishment. Don't you have better thing... Don't you have better things to do, vampire? Out of order.
There's a big car coming. I just wanna feel something, I just wanna feel. I just wanna feel something, I just wanna feel. Something really real so that I can really feel like a human again. Anyway.
Yes!
Wee!
Yeah. Almost done though. Which is good. Fuck. I'm okay. I just breathed and spit. I hope that's not gardeners. That would suck. I have, like, no part of the lower register of my voice right now. I do, yeah. No, I can't really talk down here. Let's try some more. Let's try fucking again. Christ on a Christmas cracker.
Laundry day. It's a very dangerous day.
There you go, Mr. Hitler. There you go. You Nazi shithead. That will never not be funny to me. I will never not use that as a joke. Feeling better. Feeling spry. Feeling like I finally got a good amount of sleep. Full of burps.
Yes.
No, that's silly. Okay. Oh, my throat. Ow. I'm not talking for the rest of the day, pretty much.